the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX.
Call right now.
1-833-563-2539.
What was your random celebrity sighting? That's what we want to know from you at 833-JOE-ALEX. You can also tweet us. Maybe you got a photo at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Alex, you saw this really funny thing with Angelina Jolie.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So last night, I saw a post on Instagram from the girl that was in Parenthood that played the character Hattie. I don't know if any of you have watched Parenthood.
I have not myself, but okay. I know the show. I just never watched it.
The actress's name is Sarah, like Ramos. But she posted a 3-part like slideshow of pictures of her at a dog park in LA, and she captioned it, "I'm not sure why God chose me to tell this story, but I have to fulfill my calling. A couple months ago, I went to the dog park and saw Angelina Jolie selling organic dog treats." And I will put this on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show for you to see. But Angelina Jolie is literally like a little, what do you call those? Like fold out tables, has it set out in a dog park randomly, passing out and selling these dog treats. It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. She looks like a PTO mom at a bake sale. And it's so random.
Is it confirmed? Like, remember when Justin Bieber was eating the burrito, but it wasn't really Justin? Like, is it confirmed that it's really her?
Well, she's got some of her kids with her, and we all know what her kids look like. And I mean, that is for sure her.
Also, I would think it is her because this has not gone viral. Only one person has seen it, and she spread it, whereas Justin Bieber was literally viral all over the internet because they wanted it to be.
Yeah. So does she need extra money? Or like, what's
that's
the deal?
What I'm saying. Like, is she actually charging people for these treats?
Maybe
because that's insane.
Maybe she's giving. Maybe she's trying to help out, you know, a company. Who knows? 833-JOE-ALEX. What was your random celebrity sighting? Does anybody here ever have a thing where you saw somebody like, whoa, what are they doing here?
Yeah, so literally like 2 weeks ago, I saw Brett Young, the super, super hot country singer, in the airport. He was literally sitting at this like long bar table that I was at. And so he was like 5 feet away from me.
Did you touch him?
No, but he's way hotter in person too, which like I didn't even think was possible. But he was with his wife. And I swear to you, they maybe spoke like once in the full 2 hours that we were sitting there.
Oh, that's
like,
juicy.
They did not talk at all. They seemed like so distant from each other. Like
maybe they
she looked
tired.
Like she had like a sour puss face on, like looked very like ticked off or mad. Like it definitely seems like they were fighting.
All right. Oh my gosh. When I was in the airport too recently after coming back from LA, I was in the airport with an IndyCar driver and his girlfriend who's like, she looks like, I don't know who she is, but she looks like she's either famous for something or she's like a blogger, like a fashion blog or whatever. But they also were not speaking to each other for hours.
That is so weird.
See, I feel like maybe if you're at the airport, you're tired. Like, I mean, I don't talk much to my wife, but because I talk all the time everywhere else. But I wouldn't mind just being quiet about it, you know. But maybe you witnessed some drama there and you should have got it. Mine is something I don't know. Maybe Alex will know this because it's a sports thing. Liv, if I say, yeah, baby, or Dickie V, do you know what I'm talking about?
I definitely know who Dickie V is, obviously.
All right, Alex,
Dick Vitale?
No.
You don't know about Dickie V?
No.
Yeah, baby! I saw Dick Vitale. I was at this radio thing, and we were in Miami, Florida. This is like 4 or 5 years ago. I'm walking by with some people, and I'm like tapping at the radio people. I'm like, because I figure they probably know more than me. I'm just a younger guy at that time. I'm like, hey, is that Dick Vitale? He's like a famous basketball coach and a commentator. And we go up, we're like, Dickie V! He actually took a photo. It was so cool.
He,
it was
just
random. He was like in a lounge.
He's the nicest guy in the world. My parents actually met him, and they said that he was so nice. And he's always on social media, which I think is so cute because he's old.
Yeah, no kidding. He is the best. Let's talk to somebody else that had a celebrity sighting at an airport. Sarah, who did you randomly see or run into?
Hi, I saw Dylan from Modern Family. I don't know his real name.
Dylan.
By Haley's boyfriend.
Oh, Haley's boyfriend. I know who you're talking about.
Yes, I'm looking him up.
Were you like, hey, hey, how's Haley doing? Did
Reed
you say that?
Ewing.
Well, actually, I was with my family, and I was just kind of like, Mom, is that him? And so he sat, like, a table away from us, and she was like, you should get a picture. I was like, no, like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And then my dad goes, oh, we sure do love that Modern Family. When he got up, he was like, oh, hi, I thought I heard stuff. I was like, thanks, family.
That's a little awkward. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, he's kind of like the idiot, like punk emo boyfriend of Haley's on and off on the show, if you've ever watched Modern Family.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Allie.
Hey, Allie, did you have a random sighting?
Of a celebrity.
Yes, back when I was on the East Coast, my sister worked at this gas station. Well,
Pork Chop, you probably know Wawa is a way of life.
Pork Chop, Wawa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he knows the Wawa.
Bam Margera.
Oh.
Oh, that's awesome, from Jackass and all the movies.
So
yeah.
Did you actually talk to him?
Yes, he is a complete and total jerk.
No way. What happened?
He was just rude. We're like, oh, hey, Bam. And he just ignored everybody. And then he went in to pay because his card wasn't working at the pump or whatever. And so
his card
he
wasn't
went in
working?
To pay and he like barely even spoke two words to anybody.
Yeah, that sucks when it happens.
Wait, that's kind of juicy. His card wasn't working. You think he's broke?
No, but he probably paid for it inside. Probably the machine wasn't
working. Or you didn't, like, sometimes, like, I put in the wrong zip code, and it's like, oh, fraudulent. I'm like, dang it. All right, well, hey, thank you for calling in. That's awesome right there. I would have been like, hey, dude, you want to go run into a bush or do some kind of stunt right now? That'd be awesome. Oh, this is interesting. Alicia, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was your celebrity sighting?
Good morning. I was in Vegas a few years ago, and I'm sitting at a slot machine. And I'm like, okay, I've been drinking all day, but this lady sitting next to me has a cane with a skull on the top and a little toy dog in her lap, and it was Kelly Osbourne.
No way! Oh, my gosh. She had a cane? Did she have some kind of medical issue, or she just did it for fashion?
No, I think it was just an accessory, because like I said, it had like a cool little skull on top. So I take a picture, and I put it on my Snapchat, and I'm like, pretty sure this is Kelly Osbourne, but I've been drinking all day, and I'm so mad at myself because I never approached her. But now, if I look at my picture, I'm like, "Duh, Alicia, that was totally Kelly Osbourne. She had a toy dog on her lap."
That's
awesome. I love these.
I imagine she would be so dope to meet and so nice.
I bet she would be kind of cool too. Like, unless you got her in a bad mood. I mean, sometimes like her mom and her dad like, "Mary, yelling." Oh, Mary, this has got to be amazing. Tell everybody who you met, Mary.
I didn't actually meet her, but I was picking up my brother-in-law in Chicago O'Hare Airport, and Janet Jackson was on the same flight he was on.
Whoa, Janet!
What?
That's insane. Why doesn't Janet Jackson have her own plane?
I don't know, but they were coming. I guess they came from, he left in the Middle East and had a layover in Amsterdam, and that's when they, from Amsterdam on into here, where they were on the same plane.
What year was this?
Oh, my gosh. Probably 2000.
Okay, yeah. So a little way back there. Hey, thank you, Mary, for calling in to the Joe and Alex show this morning. That was a lot of good stuff. If you couldn't get through, give us a tweet, @Joe and Alex Show. We'd love to hear about your celebrity sighting.